So hello, everybody. Hello, Beck. One of our performers could not be here today, so I will graciously fill in for them. And so we're going to present to you a skit today about today's gospel reading. Lights. Camera. And action. One day, a group of Pharisees were trying to get Jesus in trouble.
We should ask Jesus a trick question.
A trick question? You mean like, why did the chicken cross the road?
No!
I know! Let's ask Jesus if there are no more losers, would there still be green jello?
After much deliberation, the Pharisees went to Jesus with their question.
Hey, Jesus, since you're so smart, answer this question.
Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it was a trick question. If Jesus said you should pay taxes to Caesar, then most of the Jews would be angry because they didn't like Caesar.
But on the other hand, if Jesus said you shouldn't pay taxes to Caesar, then he could be arrested because you had to pay taxes.
Ooh, sneaky. We've got him now.
Wow, those guys are losers.
Oh my gosh.
So, Jesus, answer the question.
Yeah, Jesus, answer the question.
Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not?
Take your time. We can wait.
Jesus was well aware of their tricks.
Show me the money you use to pay your taxes.
I don't have any money. I just paid this year's taxes and the estimated taxes for next year. And I'm taxed out.
Ah, here.
Oh, Sir Washington.
It's Caesar's.
Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but what belongs to God is given to God. Did they really think they could fool me? They don't call me the son of God for nothing.
Aw, Jesus, you're strong. The Pharisees marveled, after hearing this, and they went away somewhat defeated.
Aw, man, she answered a trick question.
Maybe you should have asked him the one about the Lutherans and the green jello. So, what does the story mean to us today?
Well, we can't exactly give this coin back to George Washington because he died, a long time ago.
Unless if he's a zombie.
George Washington!
Washington represents the government. We pay our government full taxes to provide us things that we need.
Things like roads, police officers, firefighters, parks,
and zombie hunters. Someone needs to catch Zombie George.
George Washington is not. not a zombie. How do you put up with him?
What am I going to do? He's my little brother.
Now, about giving to God what belongs to God. We can give our money to the church. The church represents God.
This money can be used to help me, the Son of God, get a motorcycle.
Not!
I mean, help support God's work.
God also wants us to pay him with
respect and love.
So go forth, support your church, support God.
And though you may not like it, pay your taxes. The end.